You are now listening to the English News of Gangneo Radio and Television Station. On the morning of June 26, the Standing Committee of Gangneo City Party Committee held a regular meeting in June, discussing the work performance in the first half of the year and provided input on the work schedule for the second half of 2023. The City Committee promulgates the program to implement Resolution No. 27 on continuing to build and perfect the socialist rule of the Law State of Vietnam in the new era. Resolution No. 28 on continuing to renew the party's leadership and ruling methods over the political system in the new era. And Resolution No. 29 on continuing to accelerate industrialization and modernization of the country until 2030. Vision towards 2045. Also during this period, the Standing Board of the City decided to appoint, reappoint, introduce candidates, rotate and mobilize 22 officials of the City Standing Committee. In the past 6 months, the City Party Committee has admitted 1,135 party members, reaching nearly 71% of the plan for 2023. The second horizontal access expressway of Western Vietnam, Cao Lãnh, Anh Hữu, 27 km long, through Đồng Tháp and Tiền Giang officially started construction on the morning of June 25th. The project, which has a total expenditure of more than 5,880 billion VND, starts in Cao Lãnh District at the intersection of the Mỹ An Cao Lãnh Expressway and ends in Cái Bè District at the junction of the Central Mỹ Thuận Expressway. This expressway is planned to be 25 meters long, have 4 lanes and travel at 100 kilometers per hour. Phase 1 will be 17 meters long and is anticipated to be finished by the end of 2025. When finished, the expressway will fulfill traffic needs on the north bank of the Tiền River, helping to lighten the pressure on the nearby National Highway 30. There won't be any fees because the project is funded by public investment. On the morning of June 26, the Department of Labor, War, Invalids and Social Affairs of the city organized a contest about legal knowledge on prevention and combat of social evils responding to the Action Month on Drug Prevention and Control and International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. Through exciting competition, the organizing committee awarded the first prize to Bình Thủy District Team, the second prize to Ô Môn District, and the third prize to the following units, Cờ Đỏ and Vĩnh Thạnh District. Dr. Ông Huy Thanh, Deputy Director of the Children's Hospital of Gangneo City, recently responded to the worries of parents of young children when hand, foot and mouth disease has increased rapidly in recent weeks, particularly the shortage of medication to treat the disease. It is anticipated that companies will supply medication to treat this disease in July. According to Dr. Thanh, in the past week, the number of children with HFMD who came for examination and treatment at Children's Hospital in Gangneo City decreased by about 20% compared to previous week. At the same time, the number of severe cases also decreased, when last week the hospital received 11 severe cases and currently it is treating 8 severe cases. On the morning of June 26, in Phong Điền District, the Farmers Association of Gangneo City organized a workshop on techniques to nurture and handle flowering on durian trees. Professor Dr. Trần Văn Hậu, a former senior lecturer at Gangneo University, gave instructions at a workshop on how to manage durian flowering, including how to gauge the growth of durian trees for farms used for processing fruits after fruit harvest, stimulate flowering, and the handling of flowering and fruit development. Farmers who attended the workshop raised a lot of questions and shared their ideas about common diseases affecting durian and ways to treat them. Farmers can have a better understanding of durian farming, grasp the physiological traits, and learn the proper planting and care practices to use for the establishment and growth of sustainable durian plants during the workshop. Chairman of Gangneo City People Committee, Mr. Trần Việt Trường has just signed and promulgated a plan to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the century-run Gangneo City. Accordingly, Gangneo will celebrate on the afternoon and evening of December 31st, 2023, with a range of activities. In addition to parades, celebrations and monumental art shows, Gangtai will have fireworks to celebrate the 20th anniversary of becoming a century-run city at 9 p.m. on December 31st this year. The event will be funded by state budget and socialization. This year's national exam will take place from June 27 to June 30. The city's Departments of Education and Training stated that there are over 12,000 test takers registered for the exam. Accordingly, the department has organized 25 official test sites with 526 exam rooms, along with 9 backup sites with 205 exam rooms. Accordingly, there will be over 1,800 personnel working at 25 test locations, in which 127 police officers will directly participate in the process. Gangtai has so far identified one candidate who has a broken arm, and the exam board has a tool necessary for this candidate to take the best exam possible. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.